Chris McGreal is on the line once again from Gaza. Chris, what's the update on the deal? How's it going?
Well, busloads of prisoners have now been moved from Israel into Egypt. They are still there, waiting to cross the Rafah crossing into Gaza. There are hundreds of relatives waiting there quite anxiously, but the prisoners have yet to move in. There's been a small hitch in that two of the female prisoners who were in a first contingent of 27 women to be released have refused after entering Egypt to go into Gaza. They're from the West Bank. They say that they don't want to they don't want to be essentially exiled and imprisoned in Gaza. And so it looks as though they will, at least for now, remain in Egypt. So that's a small hitch, a complication, but it doesn't look like the kind of thing that will put in any way ultimately hold up the exchange.
Do we know who those women are?
Well, we believe that one of them is a woman called Amina Mona, who is from the West Bank. She was imprisoned after her part in luring a young Israeli man on the internet with romantic messages, and he was then subsequently murdered, and she was imprisoned for life for that, and is part of the agreement. It's not clear who the second woman is.
But what about the Gilead side of the deal? Is that going ahead?
Yes, so our understanding, at least from in Gaza, is that he is out of Gaza. He was moved to Egypt and is now somewhere in transit between Egypt and an Air Force base in southern Israel. Exactly where he is at the moment isn't clear. Whether he's actually been handed over to Israeli officials, we don't know. But we do know that he's out of Gaza and in transit. And to that extent, it's now difficult to imagine that the rest of the chips don't fall into place, that the prisoners will in the coming hours be moved through Egypt and into Gaza, and or into the West Bank, those that are being released to the West Bank.
Okay, Chris, thanks a lot.